Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I have a very special guest, Lee Carroll, who has channeled Kryon, the Earth's magnetic master, six times to the United Nations, and who speaks and channels all over the world, will be here with news and messages of hope from Kryon. And I'll also give you a prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to remind you that the last of our printed 2009 Good Timing Guides are on sale for $17.50 each. There's just a small number of these left, so if you or a friend needs one of these, be sure to get it soon so you can have the wind at your back for the rest of this year. To get one, call us at 877-524-8300 or go online to our Polaris store at our site, askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that you can learn all about the upcoming cycles well ahead of time. Get some great timing tips and understand the economic and business trends by subscribing to my annual Good Timing newsletters and email updates. For just 8 cents a day, you can plan ahead and be prepared for good times to do important tasks. Plus, you'll be prepared for the major economic changes we're going through. So to order, just go to that same site, askmadeline.com, or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. So, what is up in the heavens? Well, first of all, have you had some schedule changes lately? Maybe some miscommunications or trouble with traffic not moving too swiftly? Or is your computer acting up? Yesterday was the first day of Mercury retrograde, and it will last through May 30th. This is a time when we typically find our mistakes, get to fix them, learn something new, and catch up. I always look forward to this period because I know it's my chance to catch up, and it's something I always need to do. So during this period, it's common to encounter delays, miscommunications, transportation breakdowns, schedule changes, plus computer and other equipment failures. It's common to discover our mistakes and things which fell through the cracks and now must be handled. Generally, you get to reprioritize your tasks. So do yourself a huge favor and schedule only 50% of your usual activity level. That way, you'll have time in your schedule for these surprises that need fixing. And you'll be able to catch up, which is one of the primary purposes of this period. This period is also excellent for learning or relearning something, and it's great for making repairs and fixes of all sorts, and for recycling. So if you happen to have time for a garage sale or a yard sale, this is a good time for it. This particular Mercury retrograde is extra challenging due to a lot of confusion, misleading information, and even deception. And we could also see quite a number of computer viruses released, disguised as something else. So be careful to keep your antivirus and operating system updates up to date. You could also be focused on the big picture instead of the much-needed details and logistics. And if you ignore those details, I can assure you, they are not going to ignore you. They'll show up like big red flags to slow you down. So put some extra attention on nailing down all the specifics. The next cycle I'm going to tell you about is the full moon tonight on May 8th. The time for this is at 9:03 p.m. Pacific time, or if you're in the Eastern time zone, then the full moon is just after midnight on May 9th at 12:03 a.m. What's coming to light at this full moon are some pretty interesting stories. Now, some leaders are doing responsible work, but others appear to be deceiving the public. Or perhaps the public is just confused. But if so, it seems to be on purpose. Be careful what you believe during the month of May and the first half of June. The stock market also appears to be encountering challenges related to debt and potential bankruptcies. Now, we're now seeing some pretty big numbers for the amount of money that the banks need to add to their coffers in order to make them solvent again. Plus, of course, the auto companies are in the process of filing for bankruptcy and considering this option. So if the market goes down a bit, this could be a better buy point than April's full moon. But if you're in a conservative situation, wait until next year to invest in stocks. But it does look like after probably August, we will start to head up a bit. Now, right after the full moon on May 10th, we get an extra good day for financial help. So if you need a home run for something you've tried previously, since it's Mercury retrograde, this would be a good day to do something important, May 10th. And it should certainly be a fabulous day for Mother's Day. You guys will have a great time celebrating. The next cycle I'm going to tell you about is Sun Sextile Uranus. Now, beginning on May 12th, peaking on May 15th, and staying in range through May 18th, we get some unusual leadership possibilities. And if one of these shows up for you, no one's going to beat you over the head to take it. It's there for you, but only if you want it enough to take some action for it. This can be a good time to do teleconferences, publicity, and broadcast media, anything related to promotion through the internet. It can also be an excellent time to announce anything related to science, metaphysics, innovations, technology, and more. We might also see our leaders take some unusual or radical actions during this time. This could particularly occur on May 17th, when the Sun and Mercury are so close together, it's as though they are one planet. Astrologers refer to this situation as being in the eye of the storm. It's a calm place to be due to such a close alignment. And at this point, leaders are likely to feel complete alignment between their wills and their mental natures on May 17th. And this may be just what they need in order to push forward with their unusual plans. Now, the catch to all of this is that there's a fair amount of confusion, possible misleading, or outright deception going on. Boy, we keep hearing about that, don't we? This is shown by the cycles of the Sun and Mercury, both square to Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. Now, with this mess, it's hard to know who's doing what to whom and why. Chances are that we're only going to hear the cover-up story. So listen with your guts for what's really going on. The Sun square Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune goes into range tomorrow on May 9th. Peaks on May 15th through the 16th, and stays in range through May 20th. Now, the Sun and Mercury square to Jupiter are relatively good cycles, but you could attempt to overexpand. Now, depending on your natural tendencies, that may not be a big deal at all. But be careful about overspending or just talking way too much. Could be a good time to go to the movies and just enjoy yourself, or choose to expand your mind by learning something new. Just watch out that you don't drink too much alcohol or ingest other drugs. That could be very challenging under these cycles, and it could also be dangerous, especially if you attempt to drive with Mercury retrograde. So take it easy on that stuff. With the Sun and Mercury both square Neptune, usually this is a time when leaders are unclear on their vision. This could be President Obama, the CEO of the company you work for. Or it could be you, as the leader of your family or work group. In addition to lack of clarity, sometimes this feels like your energy is depleted, and you just don't have the energy to move forward on your projects. That's okay, because at this point, you and other leaders may feel too unclear and confused to move forward. So give it some time. Don't push yourself. This is the time to rethink things, not start something new. As you rethink things, check in with your intuition, and you will gain more clarity. Now, with the Sun and Mercury both square to Chiron, we could be reminded of old wounds, things that someone said to us which really hurt. And these things may come up now when someone says something that reminds us of that situation. If so, It's because you're now ready to release those old wounds and reclaim your energy. Those wounds take up a lot of your energy, and it's a good idea to release them. This is the perfect time to do that. Jupiter has a healing component to help the old wounds heal, and Neptune helps release the issue completely. So do your best to release old wounds now. Just let them go because, hey, if they're coming up, it's time to get out. Get them out of there. Okay, now lastly, just a quick reminder that each week, the information that I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. And to get your copy for the coming week, just visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com to get your copy. And look for it under the link of what's new on the home page. Now, I know we're coming up to a break, and I want to ask you, what news and messages of hope does Kryon, the Earth's Magnetic Master, have for us? When I come back from this short break, my very special guest, Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, will join me to tell us. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com to start your journey towards self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted. Call Laura Fenimore at 415-464-1234 or visit BodyImageMastery.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I have a very special guest. Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, the Earth's Magnetic Master, is here to bring us news and messages of hope from Kryon. Lee Carroll has been channeling Kryon for about 20 years. He's the author of 11 Kryon books and the co-author of 3 books about the Indigo Children, including his latest book, The Indigo Children, 10 Years Later. His books have been printed in 24 different languages around the world. Lee Carroll has channeled Kryon to the United Nations in New York 6 times. He's traveled an amazing path from his beginnings with a degree in business and economics and in his own company as a sound engineer. He now speaks worldwide to audiences of thousands, and I am thrilled to have him on my show today. Welcome, Lee.
Hello, hello. Is this, excuse me, I have to ask, is this the Madeline?
Yes, it is.
Is this the one that's written the 2009 Good Timing Guide?
Yes, that's right.
Wow, this is great. And I will tell you that this a lot of work has gone into this book. You're not supposed to talk about it yourself because you're the host, but it's called Achieving Success with Astrological Scheduling, and it works. It's a wonderful help.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you are enjoying it, and thank you for that great plug.
Yes.
Now, for our listeners who may not know you, how about first starting off by telling us who is Kryon, and how did you come to channel him or her?
We're sure hoping that the people listening here understand this is a metaphysical talk radio program. And if you tuned in thinking that we're going to talk about automobile parts, then I'll see you later. Because we're looking right now at a very, very esoteric subject, and that is channeling. And it's either for you or it's not for you. And I suppose that most of the listeners here would understand a little more about it. I'm just going to speak of channeling as I have in the past, and I always do just for a moment. And that is the process of channeling is intuitive spiritual work that it comes in natural, and we talk about the appropriateness of it and what it truly is. We believe that all scriptures on the planet were written this way because you have, it's pretty obvious the scriptures were not written by God unless you think God has a little hand that comes down and scribes, but it doesn't. It's written by men and women, and all the scriptures were written by men and women under the influence of God whatever they want to call it, the Holy Spirit or whatever. And this is what we say channeling truly is, and not as profound perhaps as to be scripture, but we're seeing the new energy is letting more and more of us talk to what we include in the Holy Spirit as a higher self. So as a Christian nation, I use a lot of Christian terms because that's who's listening, just as metaphors. And so Kryon it's a funny name for an angelic entity, I think is an angelic, very much angelic, because it's filled with love. It has been talking to me for 20 years. It's not a takeover. It's not spooky. It's not strange. It's very loving. It's very wise. And it has said many things. And it comes as a messenger. That's all. A lot of people think that I've got a cult going on and that people are supposed to worship Kryon and fall at our feet. Nothing could be further than the truth. It simply is messages from beyond, very succinctly given. And I've been lucky enough to be the messenger all over the world for this.
And I have to say, and aren't you a Gemini?
No, I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, you're an Aquarian. That's
I am,
right. Yes, and you guys are the ones who bring us higher consciousness.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, see, you're on top
and
of the
so
expert
here
now,
you
so
are.
I'll just shut up and let you tell me about me. I don't know.
That's just so perfect. I love it. Well, my first question for you actually is, what's happening in 2012, or perhaps is anything happening in 2012?
Love the question, because we have a run-up to one of the biggest hype events of the centuries, because we're looking at a 26,000-year processional cycle shift, and it's very important. It always was important. If you take a look at how important it is, most of the ancients actually knew of it. You take a look at the background behind this 2012 galactic alignment that's coming, and you'll see very clearly that the Egyptians knew about it. They lined up their pyramids for it. We have the Hopi. We have even the Navajo. We have the Incas. We have the Toltecs, Aztecs, and Mayans. They all knew about it.
They all knew about it. That's right.
And this is without computers or so they're smart. They've been looking for it, and it's also esoterically available. In other words, that it's probably been channeled that it's coming. Now, when you take a look at what it is, however, it's a lot different than people say. Number one, I would just like to say something, and you might be interested in this one. The timing is really quite off. This whole thing that was supposed to happen in the Mayans gave us December 21st, 2012, as the center of the galactic alignment, when it would be like right in the middle of it, when you would notice it, and when the energy is happening. Well, if, according to Gene Meese, mathematical astronomy, published in 1997, with our computers and our telescopes, we have redone the math and realized that as good as the ancients were, they were wrong.
Well, it's quite a challenge, of course, to pinpoint that accurately.
Yeah, but when you've got computers and telescopes, a lot easier than when you've got stones with the Mayans and a coming in.
Exactly.
The precise alignment of that solstice point, that's the precise center point of the body the sun is viewed from the Earth. The galactic equator was calculated by the modern astronomers to occur in 1998. And this is when I get excited, because this is when the start of the shifts come. Mm-hmm. This thing called the Great Shift, which is a lead-up to 2012, is here. And we say we're in the energy of 2012 right now. It's not something that's going to happen. It is happening. I was in Xochicalco in Mexico, which is about a two-hour drive from Mexico City, in these very obscure pyramids where the Mayans did their work. This is not the Sun and the Moon pyramid that are famous, everybody climbs when they go to Mexico. These are underground caverns, about 100 feet underground.
Interesting.
I met with a scholar there. We hooked up so synchronistically. I get chills when I think about this man, because the odds of me running into this guy were amazing. And he read me the glyphs that are etched, etched in stone on those pyramids. You can't erase them. You can't deny them. You can't change them. And the Mayans were working on esoteric events, not just the solstices and not just the equinoxes. They weren't just astronomers. They were astrologers. And like so many of our indigenous, they had esoteric wisdom, and they were working on a whole system of planetary vibration.
Mm-hmm.
This is explained even better by a new book by Greg Braden on fractals. Just came out in March.
Fractal time.
Yeah, he starts talking about the same thing the Mayans were talking about. They developed it in their own way, and he has pegged it with science. And what they said is we are headed for. First of all, you should know that their whole science was about vibrational shifts in the Earth, and they showed about when they went up and when they went down. These are consciousness shifts. Jorge duplicated their work, showed me his duplications, and actually made a little validation calculator where he talked about the times that corresponded to what they said the shifts would be. And our dark ages occurred when their negative shifts occurred, and our renaissances occurred when they said the vibration would be up. So their predictions are now our history, so we can look back and see them.
Right.
So to bring it up to date, they said 2012 is looking to be one of the highest vibrations the Earth has ever had. We're going to go through a great shift. Now, that is metaphysical information 101. That's what we've been talking about for 20 years. The Mayans are agreeing.
Exactly.
And this is not the end of the world. We're going to have shift. There's a lot of things aligning. There's things to look at. And if you don't like shift and you don't like change, then I guess you're going to be afraid.
You're going to be quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, but as far as us falling off the end of the world and the earth flipping, and there's already a movie called 2012 that's going to scare you to death, and there's going to be a lot of books are going to do it, and they're going to we have Nostradamus Week, that's Armageddon Week from a History Channel, which is already hyping the thing and making it look awful and drumming out.
And of course,
our
media will help, right?
That's what's happening. No, they're using the same Nostradamus quatrains right now for this program that they used to scare us in 2012. They're the same ones.
Yeah,
sorry, in 2000. That's what I mean.
In 2000,
So the Millennium Shift came along. They used the same doggone quatrains. Well, they didn't happen then. They're not going to happen now. Nothing since 89 really has happened. I will say, if you want to qualify, really nothing since the Millennium Shift that Nostradamus said has come true. Not one thing.
Okay, now I want to quickly ask you, because you are bringing up the shift, Kryon has a recent channeling called The Timing of the Great Shift.
Yep.
And how does he see things changing between now and 2025? I know this is a recent channeling.
We have so many things. He talks about it. That's a great channeling, and you can tell the people where it is on the web, because I actually forget.
Yeah, it's actually on the channeling page, and it's the top, the very... First channeling.
Well, it's really interesting, because he talks about since 89, which is the harmonic convergence, some of the items the shift was going to occur, bring about, and so many of them have already happened.
Right.
And when you talk about some of the startling things, not just 9/11, but the fall of the Soviet Union, some of the other things that have happened, the election of Barack Obama, these are all falling in, and including, and we will talk about that, our economic crisis. All of these things were prophesied, if you want to say that, given to us by Christ. And I can show it to you and read it to you. I'll be happy to do that here later.
Right, right, right.
We're just saying that that there is there are these little, what do you want to call it, ticking off these copy points. There's more of them leading right up until 2025. And you want to see what we're up against and what might happen, including the beginning of something is called the African Union. There's which is it actually exists now, but it's going to be something that rivals even the economy of China, according to Cryan, for very good economic reasons.
Well, and that will be quite a great situation coming out of where they are right now.
It's a healed continent. They're right now they're sick, and when you take that many people where they are and heal them, they're going to want their own economy. They're going to want all kinds. There's so much money standing by right now, ready to develop that country.
Right.
When they start, they're going to be a big one, a big economy.
Right. Well, I am excited to refer people to that particular channeling because it does have a lot of great information in it about what is going to be happening now through 2025. And thank you for mentioning the situation with Africa because that's just one of the many pieces.
And when we get back from break, I'll tell you more about the economy.
Okay. And we are going to be talking about all kinds of wonderful things, including the economy and new kids. And so stay with us. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bettina Carey, founder of Women in Small Biz Shows and Events. And I may be only 4 feet 9 and a half, but what I do is big. Dream big, break through, and connect with powerful women just like you. Jump into action and gain a powerful new attitude in business, leadership, and life. Join us at the second annual Women's Empowerment Summit, where women of real power unite, June 12th and 13th at the W Seattle Hotel. Register today at womensempowermentsummit.com. Sponsored by MoneyTree.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon, and now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max.
Listen live at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, my very special guest is Lee Carroll, who channels Cryon, the Earth's magnetic master, and he's here to bring us news and messages of hope from Cryon. Now, Lee, when we left off, we were just getting to the point where we're going to talk about the economy and what's happening with the economy. I remember when you came to Seattle in January, I thought Cryon gave some wonderful information about what's happening with our economy and why it's happening. Would you?
I'd love to. By the time I was in Seattle, we were into it, I believe, or at least it was starting to happen. And I want to even back up from that. I would like to tell people that what is going on in the economy right now is not a surprise. It's not a shock. It's not new. This has been predicted by many, including Cryan, and it's on paper for you to read up to a book ago and on book 10, and then more than a year ago in 2007. I would like to read those, just a couple little things to you, but tell you that what it said was in Seattle in Channel was that we truly are cleaning up our act, and that was what I'm paraphrasing what Cryan said, but basically we are seeing a temperance of the system. It has been filled with inappropriateness. It's a system based on greed. Capitalism can work in many different ways. It doesn't have to have a situation where there's a win-lose, where you know the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. It's not designed that way either. And so there are many who say we have to get rid of the capitalistic system. I don't agree. It can work very nicely as long as everybody is happy with their peace. And as long as you have laws written where the greedy can just go crazy, they will, and they did. And so we're looking at a situation where we are starting to clean this up, redoing the banking system, looking at insurance, all the way down to how we do management of the corporations, whether we're looking at paying them too much at the top or all of these things. They're all coming into question. So many of the things that we've been talking about for over a decade. And it's that way because we are in the middle of a shift where consciousness is changing. Cryan Book 10, anybody got one on page 153, can write it down. You can find this statement. Cryan Book 10 was 2 years ago. 10 years ago, this is the Cryan talking. 10 years ago, if I had told you that the largest businesses in your great land would fall over and expire due to integrity issues, would you have believed me? Well, look out the window and read your news. It's called pruning. So right there, we're looking at a situation where Cryan has defined what is happening right now. These are the largest businesses in this great nation, and they're failing. Look at this. Here is something written in December 2007, which is available on my website it's called Predictions for the Next Generation. It's an audio file. And happened in Laguna Hills, California, December 2007. Here's the quote. There's a possibility, a potential that looms very strong that one of your financial institutions, one with the most money on the entire continent, is going to fail, and it's called insurance. And it did.
Yep.
AIG.
Yep.
Now, listen to this statement now very shortly. Watch for problems that are already there, how much money is collected, the integrity of where it goes, who gets it, who doesn't, and why. What it's really for, is it helpful, is it not? Most don't even know the extent of the enormity of the money these companies have. And then Cryan says, let me tell you what's going to happen. I love it when he says that. They're not going to fail because of something they do. They're going to fail because the energy of the consciousness of this planet is going to change and make them responsible for what they've done. Mm. Watch for it. So we're looking at a situation where they haven't changed at all. It's us.
Yes, we've changed.
So we're looking at all of this from a different perspective, and suddenly it isn't right.
And suddenly corruption and greed no longer cuts it.
Yeah. Now, in all fairness, because I have an economics degree, I'll tell you that they built it up to fall, and it did. And there were people, very, very fine economists and some of the giants in the industry that also predicted it. So that just
Absolutely.
Means we're just right in alignment.
Yes, that's right. In fact, I also had predicted it because, you know, we have Pluto and Capricorn at this time, which is
quite a big situation
for transforming the whole economy.
Absolutely.
And capitalism as part of it. You know,
And then in Seattle, and I think Cryan, and one of the things Cryan said, and this is, I like to talk about this because he said, and the recovery will be faster than any of the experts predict.
So, yes, and thank you for mentioning that because mm-hmm. that is such a great piece that we want people to realize.
And that is because, and I will tell you why this is, because economists are going to be scratching their head. They're going to be looking at this thing and say, first of all, how did we get out of it so fast? When it's pretty obvious that all the money we poured into it just kind of really didn't do much.
Right.
And the answer is because this is a different paradigm. You're dealing with the consciousness of hope. You're dealing with perceptions. That's what drives the stock market. That's what drives people going out and buying a new car. All of the kinds of things that we are told drive the economy and responsible spending, the kinds of things that we need for ourselves, whether it's a new washing machine or a new vehicle or something. And so, and that's what people are holding back on doing right now, and that's why it's so hard. There's got to be spending in order for there to be, you know, the products and people have jobs. So it will start to come back. I give it a year, and the economists were talking about 3. So that's where I think we're already starting to see it.
I think we're starting to see it, too. And I think it's because we have more people now who understand that their consciousness is what creates the economy.
Absolutely, it does.
And so more people understand that it's just a matter of us changing our perspective and our feelings and our thoughts, and,
yes,
and we can create anything that we want. We're empowered to do that. Well, I am curious, does Cryon have any recommendations for people who have lost their jobs or had their hours reduced during these economic challenges?
No, more than any other time, and Cryon is not an economic, you know.
Right.
It's just say that synchronicity is going to drive how soon you go back to work. I always say this is, don't sit back and hope. What you do is you get up, push on the door.
Right.
You keep going. Then, if I could refer to, because we're dealing with energy here, if I could refer to a very good book called The 2009 Good Timing Cycle, there are better times than others for that. And,
yes.
And you and your program and your people and everything probably, Madeline can tell them those. Because what happens with astronomical energies is that it does affect consciousness. And so there are areas where people are more apt to understand you better, to want to perhaps start expanding their companies again, and times
exactly.
when they don't. And we're in a retrograde right now, so sit still till this thing is over.
Exactly. Exactly, yes. That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I want to personally thank Cryon for mentioning in his channeling in Shasta a couple of years ago how astrology works, the science behind it. That was one of the greatest moments of my life, was hearing that channel.
Thank you for that, because I have gotten letters that, please, don't do that anymore, because we love the magic. We don't want to think for a moment that this is scientific. And Cryon has said it's the highest. It's the oldest science on the planet. That's a quote.
It certainly is
from Cryon. And it is a science. And someday he predicted you're going to have to have a license for it, because
yes, right.
Suddenly they'll realize the efficacy of it, and it's right. You know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and you can get certified as an astrologer. I'm certified, and there are many astrologers who are certified by astrological organizations, but yeah, right at the moment we're not licensed in the typical, you know, like a doctor is.
And in all fairness, in certain parts of the country, and maybe even some people would be listening, this is considered, are you ready, the occult.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Really kind of funny, considering what we're now discovering about it.
Exactly.
I mean, and if you can, you give me a leash and I'll keep going, but when I get in discussions about those who are very solidly placed in that consciousness where it's nonsense. When you talk about policemen and firemen and ambulance workers and hospital workers, they're all putting on extra people in the full moon. And I say, what is that about? And they say, well, there's extra light out and people are doing it. So I said, no, it's overcast. So what are you doing there? And they said, don't bother me. You know, in other words, there's an acknowledgement that the moon makes a difference. So is it that much of a stretch to say that perhaps some of the other astronomical bodies might also make a difference?
Well, especially, it's no stretch at all when you understand the science that Cryon brought to us about astrology. But I want to quickly ask you about the swine flu, since that seems to have been a fairly major topic of recent history. And I'm just curious, has Cryon said anything at all about the swine flu?
Absolutely nothing. Nothing, not a squat.
That's great.
No, it is, because it's a non-issue. If anybody knows, now it's on the back page of CNN on the website, and that if you took a look, this is we're correct to look at it. We were correct to be circumspect. We were correct to examine it and cross our eyes and dot our T's. That's a little
joke. Yes, right.
But the thing is that the regular flu kills 36,000 Americans alone every single year.
Wow.
200,000 of them are hospitalized. A quarter of the population of the United States gets it yearly. I mean, this is millions of people, and we have 100 cases of swine flu, and 80 of them have recovered. So this is not a big deal.
Right. I agree completely.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Good. Well, I was just curious what he might have to say about that.
But yeah.
Speaking of health situations, how does What kind of messages does Kryon have for us regarding enhancing our health and energy?
He's had the same message he's had for 20 years, except that he says it's getting better because the energy is helping.
And ah.
In these 2 minutes I have left, I'll just tell you that one of the biggest things he's talking about now is how we could actually claim the health that is already inside us, that it doesn't have to come from an outside source. And he's talking literally about what we carry within us regarding the Akashic record, that is to say our past lives, that is to say the remembrance of DNA before it had a disease in it. We can call upon all these things, and we end up with miracle cures. And in science, it's called remission.
Mm-hmm.
And so spontaneous, all of the things that science doesn't want to admit, they're starting to admit now that we can do things. But esoterically, Kryon is now starting to talk about how we can heal ourselves and some of the processes and the balancing techniques and all of those that enhance that process of us healing ourselves. And so there's a lot to be said. This last couple of channels, I think, that have been recorded deal with that too. One especially in Riga, Latvia, on our site,
and the one in Seattle had a fair amount about that too. The Choices one that's on your site.
Oh yes,
yeah, it had a fair amount. That was excellent. I was so happy to hear that one in person.
So we, you know, it comes down to self enablement, doesn't it? It comes down to us helping ourselves, even if we are getting help from someplace else. That's our decision to involve that.
Yeah, that's right.
Instead of turning our life over to somebody and saying, cure me.
Yes, exactly. I'm hearing the music. So my question for all our listeners is, are you the parent or grandparent of one of the new kids? Because when I come back from this short break, my guest Lee Carroll and I will be talking about the Indigo children and how they're impacting our lives today. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com. To start your journey towards self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted, call Laura Fenimore at 415-464-1234 or visit BodyImageMastery.com.
Bella Genza, extraordinary hair care, provides professional results naturally. Bella Genza is proud to be the first and original in this category. A line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, give great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now, natural products in salons meant underperformance or, at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less-than-ideal results. Bella Genza's products are good for you and the environment. Bella Genza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo because Bella Genza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit BellaGenza.com. That's BellaEgenza.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, alternative talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, my very special guest is Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, the Earth's magnetic master. He's bringing us news and messages of hope from Kryon. And after this, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, firstly, I want to ask you about your Summer Light Conference in Sedona, Arizona. Tell us about that.
Thank you. Once a year, we bring together light workers. We only have one main meeting a year. I do a lot of meetings. Most of them are overseas. I do maybe 20 in the States and in Canada. So we come together with one, and it's in June 12, 13, and 14 in Sedona, Arizona. Sedona doesn't even have facilities large enough for us when we do that. We get a big crowd. We have a great time. We have Peggy Phoenix-Dubrow, who lives there, who is a crime team member, Dr. Todd Wakaitis with us, our Canadian composer Robert Coxon, great music, myself, channeling, and our special guest this year is going to be a very famous speaker, one of the best on earth, in my opinion, is my brother Greg Braden. And Greg is just renowned. He's a Hay House author. He's got a brand new book he's going to be talking about. And I just tell people, it's just, you probably think in the economy this is not a time to travel or whatever. This is why don't you just thumb your nose at the recession? because that's what Madeline's going to tell you anyway in a few minutes. and invest in your spiritual worth. I don't know when we're going to have Greg back. He's getting awfully famous. He's getting awfully big. And he's only with me because he knows me, and I go get down on my knees. So,
is great to see, I guarantee you.
So it's great. It's going to be a wonderful time. Sedona can't be beat. It's a magic place. So it's on my site under crying.com/Sedona.
Okay, great. And I hope a lot of our listeners are able to attend that because it certainly is worthwhile. I've been to two of them at Mount Shasta, and they were fabulous.
Thank you.
Now, I want to go back and talk to you about the kids,
our
new kids. And you've written, some books about the Indigo Children. You have a new book out now, The Indigo Children, 10 Years Later. First of all, just in case there are people out there who do not know about the Indigo Children, could you tell us some of their traits and how a parent might recognize if they have one?
Yeah, but just before I do that, I'll just say, everybody who's heard about it, just erase everything you've heard because there's so much misinformation. It's just nuts to me that they took our book of 10 years ago and they made a movie out of it, which had nothing to do with Indigo Kids. There's been a few documentaries, and one or two of them really didn't help anybody but themselves. And so we're talking about something that Cryan spoke of. It was almost 18 years ago. It was the Crying Book 1 where he said we're having a new consciousness develop. This means that there is going to be new, there has to be new thinking, and it has to come from children. And we're actually looking at evolution. We're looking at evolved consciousness, the way we think, actually human nature changing. And this is when we wrote the first book 10 years ago because we had a woman with synesthesia start to see different colors around her. This is a scientific brain disorder. It's not a disease where people see things differently. And if it's documented and all these things, it's these Indigo Children are not super psychic kids with dark blue auras. They are children who are different, and they are different because they think different. And if you probably have one, if you have a child at all who is under 20 and you have grandchildren who are, you know that they are, because especially if you have grandchildren, you realize that the whole paradigm of what you're seeing is different than how you saw your kids. They think different. They act different. Some of them are challenging. Some of them are not. And it's because children are all very different. So the word Indigo Children means children of different consciousness. And these are not kids that are enlightened or super psychic. In fact, they're just as apt to be strapping on a bomb than anything else because they've told little help for peace on earth. They're different. And so these books are an attempt to try to, number one, identify them for you. And the very first book we had, The Indigo Child or The Indigo Children, where we introduced the planet to the whole term of it, the whole very word, you might start there, but this latest book is where we have educators finally coming online, and even captains of industry saying that agreeing with us because they're starting to see it in schooling, in parenting, and also, and believe it or not, in the workplace, because some of these young people are teenagers and they're hitting the workplace, and you have kids that don't want to start at the bottom, they want to raise tomorrow, and they don't want to serve you.
That doesn't work
at McDonald's, I'll tell you right,
right
now.
And
they're not obstinate troublemakers. They are ones who they think conceptually. You have a conceptual thinker. This is a child that doesn't want to be taught linear terms. You start to teach them linear things, to sit down and shut up and memorize this, and they're just going to go off the wall at you.
Right.
It's not going to work. my advice for parents has always been the same. If you want to get closer to your kids, and you recognize there's perhaps something different there than you were told, you're going to have to do it a little different. First of all, you're going to have to get a bond of trust that goes on that is different than what you were told. It's different than the paradigm that says, I'm an adult and you're a kid, so listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And most parents know that, believe me, if they've had any luck at all with their children, because the children are so smart. Tell them you're in a bad mood. And you know, tell them what's going on at work. Tell them what you're up against. The children are going to look at you and try to figure out how to help.
Yes, right.
They're not disconnected from you or your adult problems or your feelings. They're just not. So the first thing you do is get them involved and let them talk to you and you talk to them. Pretty soon you'll find that there is a consciousness that you can share that you didn't think you could with somebody who is an adolescent or even younger. And there's a lot of parents smiling right now as they hear me because they know what I'm talking about. So
that's right.
That's just one of them. Teachers have things they could do too, but they're not allowed to at the moment. Only in the Montessori schools and those places where you can give creativity and freedom to children that's beyond what our education system is allowing can they really have those kinds of results. But I think these things are starting to shift.
Wow. So how can a teacher help if they are in a place where they can have that kind of creativity?
Just briefly, you if you had that chance, you and the teachers already know this, you line the kids up and say, here's what we'd like to learn. Well, we're not going to tell you how long it's going to take or anything else. What would you like to learn first? How would you like to learn it? You know, and you start giving them the freedom to shape their own curriculum, and pretty soon they're in control of it, and they'll learn so fast. And then they start helping each other, and then all manner of things happen. You sit them down in a classroom and give them a 100-year-old textbook like they're doing now that has a linear, memorize this, and they're not going to pay attention. And that's
right.
Called ADD and ADHD, and that's not exactly what's going on.
Exactly, yes. Well, thank you for that quick overview of what's happening with the kids. And have you seen, I mean, aside from the fact that we've elected Obama, who you mentioned that the last time you were on the air is one of the indigos,
yep.
are there any special things that the indigos are doing right now?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they're putting a movie together called The Great Shift. So go to thegreatshift.com if you want to see what mainstream is doing apart from esoterics. It has nothing to do with me or channeling or anything else. You're going to see the attempt to show something is going on and what we can do about it. Yes, these children are really, really quite amazing. You know, this is the generation of technology. That you've got Twitter and YouTube and MySpace and all these things that have been produced by young people and supported by young people, and this is what the planet is coming to.
Oh, it is fantastic. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on my show today, and I want to mention your website again because it's such an important reference for all the mini channelings that are there and all the other information that you have on it.
And it's free.
It's free, yeah, that's right. You don't even have to sign up with your email address or anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's at kryon.com, KRYON.com. That's KRYON.com. And if you go there, you can find out more about the Summer Light Conference, about Lee Carroll's new book on the Indigo Children 10 years later, and read some of the channelings that are there. They're fabulous, and they're such a great gift to all of mankind. So,
you're very kind.
So happy that you could join me today, Lee, and thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll be back. You know I will.
I hope so. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our Eight Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Let go of the pushing to make things happen. When you're in this energy, you're actually pushing away what you want. All the striving and hard work to make things happen is nothing but paddling upstream. When you find yourself in this energy, take a break and do something different. This allows a different energy to get started, one that can easily attract to you what you want. As hard as it might be to believe, sometimes the universe does have a better idea. Often when we push so hard to make something happen, all we're doing is preventing the universe from bringing us something greater than we had envisioned. So practice the art of allowing. Now, next Friday on May 15th, I have a transformational coach with me, Richard Roth, and he'll be here to do an emotional freedom and healing release to assist you in releasing anxiety and fear that might be hanging on in your body. This could be due to the economy or any personal situation you're encountering, but whatever the reason, you'll be able to release those anxieties in a very quick and gentle way. So be sure to tune in for that. And I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. In the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to get your 2009 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. Or call us toll-free to arrange a consultation or to order at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.